and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 102. You nodded off?
No.
He missed his cue. Oh, can't get the stuff. How is everybody?
Hot. And
thank
and
you
bothered.
For asking. I'm warm. It's evil. Oh, Jonathan's excited. Seen the agenda for tomorrow and cannot wait. Does this mean you will be collecting a point at the end of the night, Jonathan?
I've got an idea.
You're going to cheat, aren't you?
Change the agenda.
Don't be mean. Don't be mean, Mike. Is it really so hot you can't use your phone? My phone is poorly. It's even when it's not doing anything, it's actually turned off. When I say turned off, you know, screen's off. Not doing anything, and it's far too hot. So I put it in the cold bag. It has now resurrected itself to the point it can actually... I can see the screen. But I wouldn't try doing anything with it, let's put it like that. I've only ever seen that warning twice before. But yes, it is that hot today. It's evil. I predict this will not be a 90-minute show because I will have died by then. We've had to turn all of the fans off.
And the dog will want to go out.
She's not going out while it's this hot.
No.
But she's very aggrieved about that. She's very upset. She's mooching. Actually, she looks like she's back to her lady time, but I don't think she is. I think she's just hot, like the rest of us. But the pavements are boiling.
In that case, I'm having some lady time.
You actually look like you are, to be honest.
Thanks.
Mike sat here with a wet towel on his head. The words can't describe this heat. Because it's totally oppressive here. I have got a fan turned on, but I might have to put that on the computer again.
See, the Americans won't understand, because I bet they've got air conditioning.
Air conditioning is pretty much everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just imagine that your air conditioning had broken down and would never work again. That's what we've got.
Because I said this in last week's webinar, last night's webinar.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously the people I'm teaching were predominantly US. And I was explaining that I've got a little desk fan next to me, which is having no effect at all. I said, we don't have air conditioning in the UK for the 2 days a year that we might need it.
Well, we do have the big industrial fan, but today is particularly oppressive in terms of there just is no air.
What's
the humidity
Johnny
must be horrific.
So just we literally in time can't for breathe. The rain.
Oh, an air cooler. We used to have one of those, Jonathan. It actually looked very similar, but probably about 12 years ago.
They're the ones you stick the thing out
the window.
Do you
remember it used to sit there next to me where the scanner is now?
Yeah.
You put ice in it, or you did in mine. So two ice boxes. Yeah, pretty much it was like that. It did actually do some good.
Simon wants to know how to make Amazon short links. He asked you the same question the other night.
Did he? Oh,
yeah.
Right. You need to be an Amazon affiliate, an Amazon associate, and you get a bar at the cross of the top of the screen. Let me take a screenshot to show you what it looks like. Right, come back to me over here. That's not particularly grand, is it? Oh, everything's going hideously wrong today. Right, gotcha. Okay. See how many tabs I've got open. Oh, this could explain why the poor thing's going crazy. Never mind. Right, let me get one of those. And one of those. And then I'll be able to post it to you. Oh, words can't express this heat. Right, let me grab that. Can't I do that from here? I'm sure I had a share thing going on, getting it up to Droplr, but if memory serves, it didn't work properly. But let's have a look at it, if it's in a better mood today. Lots of stuff is not in a better mood today. No, that fan thing worked well, Jonathan, so as long as you can keep enough ice in it, you should be okay. Didn't particularly work very well. Let's get the Droplr thing going, see what's the matter with it. Oh, now I've got sweat pouring down my head. How do we ever cope?
I don't know. Should we put the fan back on?
It's actually like you're in an oven. There's no breeze. Oh, and we have the biggest COVID idiots ever, I think. I think we say that every time, don't we? But if you are not in the UK, you will be unaware of this phenomena. There is a place called Bournemouth.
Kim, TMI.
What?
Read Kim's comment. TMI, Kim.
Nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that? You're only jealous because you've not got a bra. Actually, you have. In your Freddy outfit.
I have.
There you go. Oh, right. Did that work or not? Come on, come on. Droppler, droppler, droppler. That doesn't look like that works at all. Oh, for crying out loud. Right, I've grabbed it. And I'm taking it up to there. And it's swung back. Okay, I'm having a moment here. I'm going to get really...
Gee, Jonathan says if he had a bra, he'd give it a go.
That's because it's that hot.
Jonathan, I'd buy you one, but I don't know your size.
Oh, I'm not even joking. I don't... Droplet's not working. Do you know what? I'm just going to do that. It'll have to be a different link, people. Right. What was I actually sending a picture of in the end? Short links. Amazon. Right. Got it. So what you need to do is set yourself up as an associate. That gives you access to a little toolbar. And the toolbar says on it, get link. And then there's three options underneath. You can get a text link, an image link, or a text and image link. Right, let's see if this is in any better mood now. Yes, it is. It's having a think about it, but yes, it is. So here we go. There is what it actually looks like. But you do need to be an associate for that to work. Sorry about the link, but Droppler's having a moment. But then aren't we all having a moment these days?
Jonathan's right. Picked tonight's show title, but I don't know whether it's like a drag channel, or I've never understood the sizing of bras, or ice cubes down the bra.
I think it's the eyebrow.
The eyebrow.
Do you know, they'd sell those, just saying. We were discussing the logic of calling the iPad, and I said it didn't have the negative connotations over in the UK that it did in the States. Now we're on to the eyebrow. But why not? Why not? The sizing of bras. Oh, basically, you just guess. You just look at it and guess. CQ Deb. Right, let me carry on. Right. 10,000 in house for air conditioning.
Whoever said this? Whoever said this was a tech show?
It was at one point. We've moved on. You can have air conditioning put in, and it probably would cost about 10,000. Issue you've got with it is maintaining it. That's another constant expense. And the fact that the house was built in the 50s and wasn't really built for it. So to get it in, you'd be talking about knocking walls down and stuff. I do know somebody who had it put in. But what he said was the noise drove him crazy. Now, when we moved when I was 9 years old, and we moved to a brand new build, a 70s style build. And instead of having gas central heating, the entire house was powered with electric. So for the first time, we had electric heating. And it was basically, it was a huge, huge, I won't say boiler, thing that powered the entire house. So the house was very square. This thing was in the middle of it. And it basically had like an air vent on in every room. And you would turn the heating on and hot air would come out. But again, it was so noisy. You couldn't live with it. It was a blessed relief when it turned off. So I wouldn't really want to go back to having that kind of noise. I mean, you know us. If it makes a noise, it's in the garage, apart from the dog. But she is a bit hot today. She can't help it.
That link's for Johnny, by the way.
Okay.
I've sent him off now.
Crying out loud.
That link was for Johnny and all the girls have picked it up. I just googled bra sizes for guys. Well, actually, I Googled bra sizes, and for guys, came up in Google autocomplete.
Really?
That's obviously the most, you know, the most searched for phrase.
There must be a lot of guys looking for that. His letters, numbers, doubles and everything. Oh, Jonathan. Now, a 32AA. Let me just explain this, Jonathan. 32AA, skinny bird, ironing board. There you go. Now you know exactly what that is. Lingerie hero. I wonder sometimes, I really do. My poor iMac going to overheat in more ways than one. Oh, there you go, sizes and shapes. Crying out loud. Do you think there's a... No, don't go there. Don't even think it, girl. Don't even go there. I'm loving that, Kim. It's like ordering coffee at Starbucks. You learn when you need to. Quite right. Because I don't drink coffee. I have no idea. You should see me at a bar trying to order a drink for somebody else. It never ends well. I go up and I'll say to somebody, you know, what do you want? Because as Lady VP, you have to do that. So I'm busy saying, what do you want? And they'll say to me something like, you know, ginger ale and tonic.
Vodka and Coke.
No, no, it'll be... Well, yeah, okay.
Prosecco.
No, 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 it would have to be with something like the Coke.
Vodka and Coke.
Right, so a vodka and Coke. So you go up there and I'll say, vodka and Coke. And it'll be, tall glass or wide glass? And I'm like, any glass will do, just stick it in a glass. Then it'll be, do you want Diet Coke or normal? You know, and you look back at the person and you think, normal. And then you go and ask and it's, oh, diet, obviously. No, I'm not good. I'm not good at a bar. Lola, stop it. Knock it off. Maybe she wants a fan on her outside. Why don't you put the fan from the bedroom pointing out onto the landing and make her sit in front of it? Jonathan feels more educated now. Won't this be a good time to mention what somebody once said to me? This was actually, it wasn't said to me. I got this secondhand from a girl who was seeing a Manchester United footballer in the 80s. And he said to her, more than a handful's wasted anyway. Oh, Mr. Politically Correct, if never I heard one. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. £2,000 for a split unit, but that would only do one room unless you spent mega bucks. Oh. We definitely need it in more than one, Anthony. It's going to be a huge expense. Luckily, we'll be sitting here in 2 weeks wearing coats, hats, balaclavas and saying, "Phew, do you remember when it was that hot?" We will. This is the exception in this country. We do have periods where it is uncomfortably warm for 2, 3, 4 weeks. But days like today, we'll end up with thunder. It will happen.
She's gone back downstairs.
She's disappeared again, has she? Jonathan's feeling more educated.
There's a phone ringing next door. It often rings.
Honestly, if you can hear next door's phone, they need to do something about the ringer volume. Kim, if we start talking about shapes. No, we mustn't. I was telling them about my friend who was seeing a United player in the 80s. And this United player said to her, "Well, more than a handful's wasted anyway." And that brings into play the size of your hands, doesn't it? Right, moving swiftly on. I got a reply from Notion. They're upset that I don't like the improvements. But they do think there's a bug in it. Really, Sherlock? Just saying. It seems to be their app that's broken. It's displaying correctly in a browser, finally. But their app, no, it's not working at all. Oh, you've still not heard back. That's naughty. Mine was really late. I think it's about 10 to 4 in the morning, just before I was heading off to bed. But basically, it doesn't It doesn't address the issues, which I'll probably put in tomorrow's show, in case people are unaware, like, well, what difference does it make? It does, because they've a long time had the ability to put in a link to a page. You copy a whole URL, you go to another page and you paste it in, and it says, do you want to make a link to the page? When you do that, you've always had an arrow. The other way of doing it was typing at and then starting to put some text in that's displayed on the page. And that gave you an inline link. And the whole point to me of an inline link was that it was neat and tidy, because it's going to be in the middle of a block of text. So to me, it makes absolutely zero sense to have this humongous arrow pointing that way. The other thing that is annoying me intensely is the fact that they are playing around with the spacing between emojis and text. So sometimes it's literally bang up to it, and you think, I'll put a space in. And you come back the next day, and now there's like a huge gap. And they are doing this on a daily basis. And I think I mentioned yesterday, Rome have just given you the ability to style your site with CSS, and you're done. It's fabulous. But we just need an option, and they don't even seem careful of doing that. Maybe that's what they've got, Anthony. I did not know such things existed, because we haven't got a phone. We have an iPhone. Mine's on silent permanently. And yours pretty much is, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'd know if it rang. Our watches would vibrate. Yeah. So we don't have noise like that. But it actually sounds like that, Anthony. The other thing they do is they've been knocking hell out of the wall next door for years.
I was going to say, they've been doing that for years.
We think at some point they took out wardrobes and then put in different wardrobes. And that kind of...
And took them out and put some more in.
Well, I thought after that it must have been shelves they were putting in. They were turning one of the rooms into like a gaming room for their boy. A boy must have been about, what, 13?
Yeah.
And then now the boy belonged to one of them, and there was multiple partners involved, and it all got very confusing. But basically, new couple, they had two more kids. So this lad must have been about 14 when the first kid arrived, the other one. Not seeing him in ages, he must be nearly 25 by now. So this gaming room that was created has now been turned into let me take a breath. A pink princess palace. Don't ask. Just don't ask. Think Barbie box turned inside out. That's what it looks like. So what the heck they're finding to thump the wall with a hammer for, I have no idea. But they do on a regular basis. Usually when we're about to start trying to record a MacBytes. But today it was the phone, which clearly is on deafening. Oh, the other thing they've done, and it's got to be them, because it's predictable in terms of where you will pick it up. Whenever you turn your Bluetooth on to try and attach something to your devices, it finds an Echo and it says, do you want me to set up this new Amazon Echo? And I'm like, that's not in here, because they're all set up in here. I think they must have an Echo that they've not set up. And yet it must be plugged in because it's powered up every single time. Annoys me. Sounds like a Barbie accessory. Oh, Paul. I might try and sneak a picky. It's hideous. The curtains are pink. The blinds are pink. The walls are pink. The ceiling's pink. The bedclothes are pink. It's. Then you wonder why girls aren't taken seriously. These girl code camps are needed. Why? Coding should be coding. But apparently girls need their own. I'm not quite sure why. I never felt intimidated going to the computer club. Why would you? And I never felt there was any prejudice either. It was just like, you're a geek, we're a geek, doesn't matter what gender you are. But obviously if you turn up looking like a refugee from a Barbie factory, yeah, you're going to get a bit of grief. But then to be honest, you get a bit of grief from me as well. It's not just the boys. Should connect their Echo and leave them messages and start playing songs. Do you know, I have thought of that. I thought, I wonder if I could actually set it up. But, you know, given that if they start talking to it, they could do the same, couldn't they? So I decided against it. But I must admit, I was tempted. It must have been there since before Christmas. And it's the same one that comes up every time. And they actually have in the app, they show you a picture of it. So when you're setting an Echo up, you know, if it's an Echo Dot, you can see that it's an Echo Dot because it's tiny. And then if it's an Echo Show, it's got a screen on it. This thing's a wooden one. One of the pale kind of, not pine, like a beach colour. We haven't got one of those. We've got white, we've got grey, we've got black. But we do not have one of these. So I know it's not ours. But why would you leave it sat there, plugged in all that time, not doing anything? Because if it had been set up, it wouldn't show up as being set upable, would it? Strange. People, strange. But we know that, don't we?
Yes.
Oh dear, oh dear. So the ring is so loud so they can hear over the construction. They must have something like that then next door. My father wanted one of those because he was almost deaf in one ear. And he said like he couldn't hear the phone. Mum was having none of it, trust me. This was because for many, many years, Deb might appreciate this, it might have happened to your dad. But with Dad being a radio amateur, it was a bit like, think of your Wi-Fi network, and your Wi-Fi network's got to be much more powerful than anybody else's Wi-Fi network for your Wi-Fi network to have the best signal. Well, that's how they worked with amateur radio. You have a power of an aerial. So you plug the aerial in, but then you attenuate it so you get a certain power from it. And Dad wanted to get things like messages that were from space. No, he wasn't tabbed. They would send up radio equipment with astronauts and then they would do little broadcasts and he would want to hear them. And he would put the power up and put the power up. Now, the thing was, it's working on radio waves and therefore it will interfere with other equipment. Obviously, I had a lot of equipment in the house. And it would break my equipment on a regular basis. The thing that concerned Mum was it coming over the TV. Not particularly our TV, but other people's TV. That's why amateur radio enthusiasts have to be licensed. So if there's a problem, then they know, they can look at the vicinity and see what licenses are registered and who's likely to be causing the problem. So I had to put ferrite rings on the TV to stop interference on the TV. But the thing was, it's all right for me to do that, but you didn't want the neighbours to have to do that or be reporting you. So that was a bit of an issue. The other issue for me was the computer side of it. I bought a scanner and within 3 days it had broken. And it's to do with the interference from the radio stuff. So the scanner one was a bit of an issue, but the worst thing of the lot was my phone. So I had a phone that was for business. And if my dad was broadcasting, we'd be using this phone. This was before Mike and I moved in together. So we were using this phone to have conversations. And what was it like, Mike?
Indescribable.
Do you remember that interview with Diana? And she said, well, there were three in this marriage. Mm. That's one too many. That was what it was like in our conversations. There were three in our conversations. Dad wasn't needed. But it went on for years. It literally went on from 1992 to about 2002. So about 10 years. And I kept saying to Mum, you know, it's bad news, he's coming over the phone. But obviously, she didn't particularly use the phone when he was broadcasting, so she'd never heard it. So this particular day, she'd gone down. And that's how I know when it was 2002, because we were getting ready to sell the flat. You were moving in. So we head off down, well, you did. I stayed here. So I was with Maya. And Mike and Mum went down to Mike's flat. She then decided she needed to ring me for some kind of calamity. So she rings me. It must have been the weekend. And he was home and he was playing with his amateur radio. Did he have a CB? He had a CB early on when they first came out in the UK, Anthony, but he moved on to amateur radio, which is basically you need to pass exams, have a license, and it was heckishly more expensive. So he was playing with his radio set, talking to people, and Mum had decided to ring me. So we're having a conversation, and the next minute he comes on, CQ, 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 and Mum's like, what's that noise? And I thought, are you kidding me? I've been telling you what it is for 10 years. Mike and I had never had a conversation that he didn't disrupt in 10 years. So I said, "It's Dad." She went, "What's he doing on the other line? You know, what's he doing on the other phone?" I said, "He's not." She said, "Well, what? How can I hear him?" So I said, "Mum, I've been telling you for 10 years, he comes over the phone." So she went really quiet, and he didn't. He carried on. And she said, "So every time you use the phone, you hear him?" And you could hear him as clear as a bell. I said, "Yeah, I've been telling you that for 10 years. Well, she marched in the house that night, didn't she? And that was the end of that. She told him straight he had to deal with it. Only took 10 years. Only took her actually participating in a telephone conversation where he was disrupting it. And she dealt with it. Yes, all to do with the power of the aerials. So he was putting out more power so he could get further. And obviously that would break equipment in the house of mine. Particularly scanners and DVD players in my computers. I've no idea why those two were the worst. But there was one week I had three in a week. And in the end, I just gave him the bill. That didn't go down well either. But yeah, that can happen. That can happen. So we'd have been happy. Could he listen into the phone or just transmit? That is a great question, Anthony. At that point, he was just transmitting. So no, he couldn't hear us on the house phone at all. It was a one-way thing. But there's a specific type of radio that radio amateurs listen to. So there's 6 metres, 10 metres, shortwave. There's all different kinds of channels, I guess, in a way. You know, so you would buy a 6 metre radio kit or you would buy a 10 metre radio kit. You'd buy a shortwave kit. And the other type was called a scanner. And it wasn't a scanner like, you know, scanning documents. It was basically a radio receiver that would receive or would enable you to listen to a wider range of frequencies than you would get on a standard radio. So, for instance, you could listen to the police or the ambulance. Now, that's illegal. So let's get that out before we start. That's actually illegal. But way back in the day, if you had one of these scanners, and I'm talking in the very late 80s, all the way through the 90s, probably into the 2000s.
So I better not admit what I did in my youth.
No, definitely not, Mike. Right through to the early 2000s. If you had a scanner, it would pick up analog phones. So back in the day when you had your phone, your mobile phone, we had one from 1992. It could pick up phone calls. That was what they used to get those phone call recordings of Diana with James Hewitt and Charles and Camilla. Let's not even go there. That is so embarrassing. But that's what they used. So in those circumstances, you having the conversation had no indication that anyone was listening. Whereas when I was on my phone call, I was being interrupted. So it's basically the other way around. But the person listening on the scanner could hear every word as clear as a bell. Dad was showing us how it worked this particular day. This is a classic. Showing us how this scanner worked. So we said, "So that's somebody on a mobile phone." And he said, "Yeah." So we're listening to this call and you hear somebody pick a phone up and you hear them dial a number. And then you hear the conversation. Thing was, Do you know what is interesting with it, what I'm about to say, Mike? Mm. We never found out who it was and they had to live fairly close. Because obviously he's picking up within a certain radius. So we hear somebody pick up the phone and dials a number. And then we hear the answer at the other end. And we just looked at each other, went, "No." So it was basically a sex chat line that this guy had rung. And there was this like husky voice saying, "You know, if you want to hear from Jane, press 4 or say go, go, go." And this bloke, this poor bloke that we're eavesdropping on, was there with his phone going, "Go, go, go." And obviously, as he went through the menu options, things got a little bit more specific, shall we say. And we were rolling on the floor because all this poor guy, he must have been in the shed having a little bit of man time to himself. And he was going, "Go, go, go." And as he was going through the menu, I mean, obviously it took like 10 minutes to get through at 50p a minute. By the time he got to the end, he was that high pitched. Said, "Poor guy, he's going to pass out." just got to read that from Kim, because just at that moment, do you still have his equipment?
Yes, I've read it.
No, we don't, thankfully. He was a menace for changing his equipment. So he had one called a Bearcats scanner, and it was brilliant. It was as clear as a bell. Whoa, you could pick anything up with it. And then he decided he wanted to swap that and get something else, and we couldn't understand that, because the one that he got to replace it, we didn't think was anything like as good as the other one. He did buy radios even in the last year of his life, and he knew he was terminal, so it was ridiculous to be wasting money on it, but he did. But he decided he wanted to... You took it to that guy, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was a whole bag of it, I think. He decided he was going to donate it to a local radio club. So Mum just wanted rid of it, so off it all went, and Mike went a couple of times to this guy, because it turned out he lived opposite work.
Yeah.
So it was very handy. So no, thankfully we don't. All the aerials came down. That was another bone of contention with Mum. Outside there are probably aerials running around the garden that he buried. So they were wires. So it was basically like a 50-metre cable. And what you did with it was you stretched it round the outskirts of the garden. So I said to him, basically, you know, put it towards the edges, because one, the budgie's buried there, and two, the hamster's buried next to him, so don't dig them up. So he went round the edges with it, and I think that's still there. So yeah, we could do with getting rid of that as well. My father was a menace, an absolute menace. But the laugh of it was when Mum decided that, well, I'm not having him coming over the phone like that. I thought, that's brilliant. You know, why was she down there ringing me? Because she was sorting out Mike's flat to sell it, because Mike was moving in with us. So I wouldn't need to call him anymore. At that point, I didn't care. When I'd cared the previous 10 years. That's when it had mattered to me. We couldn't have a conversation. We'd be like, should we hang up and try again? Yeah, let's do that. Right, I'm back. CQ, CQ! Like, oh, God, Sosie. Free night. I laugh about it now. But back then it was closer to strangling him than anything else. You think the ham radios are very interesting. They are. I think he wasn't really much like that he particularly wanted to talk to people. He wanted to talk to people, but he didn't actually have... I think it's like the internet, if you think about it. You can get online, you can talk to people, but what happens is people naturally gravitate to groups that they're interested in. So it's not just talking to random people on the internet. It's talking to people who enjoy flower arranging, if that's your kick, or Mac computers, if that's your kick. And he didn't really have anything else that he enjoyed. You know, he read books and stuff, but his primary interest was his radios. So unless it then became a bit meta, he would have needed to talk to people who were talking about radio. But most people wanted to use the radio as a mechanism for talking about the other things that interested them. Just the way it went. I'm glad they've gone. But we did have some fun with it. We always have a laugh. Oh, that was it. Because she was called Crystal, wasn't she? The woman on the phone call was called Crystal. You can call me Crystal. Go, go, go! So it became known afterwards as the Crystals. Have you heard any more Crystals? I would like. Your dad was kind of like us. Yeah, because we're interested in tech. Did he ever get the Rag Chewers Award? No. What he did do, and he was very good at it, to be a radio amateur in this country, you need to have a licence. And to get the licence, you need to pass an exam. And on the exam were things like physics. There was maths, but it was more to do with like physics. So what would you do with this, and how do you work out the what's of that? And that wasn't really his area of expertise at all. But he was an absolute card when it came to me sitting exams. I was always very, very shy. I never wanted to say, oh, the results are out on such and such a day or whatever. I kept that totally to myself. But he wanted to know, and he never left me in peace. Mum was incredibly intelligent, that she would just come in, and I'd come in from an exam and she'd go, are you okay? And I go, yeah, I'm fine. But what she wanted to say was, how did it go? But she never asked that, because I would go completely orbital. I have been known to throw things. So she would never ask. Dad never got it through his head not to ask. Talk about dim-witted. He never learnt. And I was taking exams every year from being about 13 to about 28. And every summer there'd be a set to, you know, with him. So he would say, how do you think you've done? Which I personally think is the most stupid question after an exam. Because you're hyped up for the exam. You're stressed out like crazy. The worst year I ever took exams, I was only taking, I'd done 9 O-levels at school. So that's when you're 16 in the UK. The following year, I'd left and I'd gone to college. Now, if you'd stayed on at school, you wouldn't have taken any exams that year, the next year when you were 17. You would have just taken A-levels when you were 18. But I wanted to take completely new subjects, so I went to college. Which meant at the end of year one, when I was 17, you would take the O-level in the subject you were studying to A-level. Made perfect sense. So I was doing that, age 17. He had a pop over that one, I think he then had a pop. But I was only doing 4 that year. Well, technically, you should only have about 8 exams. You know, there would be 2 papers for 4 subjects. For some reason, this year, they decided they were having about 4 papers per subject, spread over 4 weeks. And when I saw the timetable, I thought, that's brilliant, because it'll give me lots of time to revise, you know, between exams. It was the worst 4 weeks of my life. Every day I'd come back in and he'd say, how do you think you've done? And Mum would be stood behind him sort of, shut up. But he never got it. He never got it. I did all right, but that wasn't the point. So by the time I'm at university, he still has it. So I'd gone to sit an exam, and I sat it in Manchester at a private college, but actually it was for the University of London. They just let you sit your exam wherever you like, basically. As long as you paid, they didn't mind. So I sat this exam and I'd come home. Wasn't even the last one, I don't think. And he said, famous last words, how do you think you've done? So I said, I think I've failed. Well, fancy having that attitude. He never asked again. Finally, I cured him of it. What an absolute menace the man was. Reminds me of a teacher at school I taught, whose nickname was amongst the kids was 0898. This on a school trip, he was found out to be using phones. Brilliant.
Yeah, it was me and Simon are now explaining to Kim what 0898 is.
Oh, 0898. Premium rate numbers. But they got a bad rep, didn't they? For being, I mean, banks and doctors use them over here.
I mean, Simon says I appear to know that it's still current.
It is,
but,
yeah.
But they can be used and are often used for more than just sex lines.
The difference with them is if you buy an 0898 number, and people, when they ring you on that number, they have to pay. And you get part of the profit made off that. That's why doctors, dentists and customer service departments have started doing it. So basically, when you ring your doctor for an appointment, you're not allowed to ring before sort of 8:30 in the morning. But when you ring, although it probably these days won't be an 0898 number, it'd have a different first 4 digits, it would be a premium rate number. It's what we call a premium rate number. And they get money for that. So it pays them to keep you on hold. It's criminal. It should be outlawed. But yeah, it was a big thing in the 80s, that, wasn't it? Oh, my. Yeah, they can be used for other things. Hewlett-Packard used them. Their support system was in Holland, and they had you paying about £2 a minute to sit on hold. It was ridiculous. And the teachers ran up a few hundred quid. Do you know, people are so stupid. How would you think you wouldn't get caught with that? It's just a matter of time. Ludicrously. The house had 8 lines coming in it. Ooh. Good grief, all our local calls are free, just part of the plan. That's never been the case here, Kim. But what you can do is you can take a plan that includes a certain number of free local minutes. But yeah, when doctors started doing it, see, what used to happen with doctors, and this was global across the entire UK, you would just turn up ill. You know, that's how it worked. So my doctor would open at 9 in the morning. The receptionist would be there about 20 to 9. So if you wanted the first appointment on any given day, you would turn up at 9:15 and wander in. And she would just make a note of your name and you'd be put on the list and you would be in. You'd be the first person in. They then started getting scientific with it. And you had to book an appointment in hand. And all that happened was the doctors were booked solid for 6 weeks with people who may or may not have been ill, but they might as well book an appointment just in case. It's the most stupid system. So then they decided they'd give you appointments on the day, but you had to ring up at 8:30 to get one and you had to ring a premium number. And obviously, like I've said, that's when everybody's ringing. So more often than not, you will be on the phone and you'll be paying sort of 50 pence to a pound a minute. So that if they've got you on hold for 20 minutes, there's £20 before you start. It's absolutely criminal. You've outlawed it for things as doctors and government departments. Ours used to have an 0845. Now, 0845 was local, wasn't
it? Local, yeah.
That's a local number.
Things changed, didn't they, when many years ago there was literally one provider for the whole country, British Telecom or BT. And then when the government broke up the monopoly and all these other companies started offering landlines calls, and it gave you competition. I remember that, I don't know if it still goes on, but I remember the days when if you rang somebody after 6 o'clock, it was cheaper.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I don't think that is the case now. There used to be three times during the day that it changed.
Before 8 o'clock, wasn't it?
In the morning?
Yeah, I think before 8 o'clock.
The peak rate for the day was 8 till 1, I believe. Yeah. And then there was a cheaper rate from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, it went to like night rate between 6 p.m. and 8 a.m. So the cheapest time of the day to ring was 6 p.m. So obviously, no one was on the phone until 6 p.m. because if you needed to ring somebody at sort of 10 to, you'd wait till 6. It was criminal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, why? You look back now and you think, oh, good grief. I'm sure I've mentioned this, but when Mum died, she had her phone and I had two business lines. Dad had had internet on one phone. So I did a divvy up within about 3 months of her dying. And people were using her number to get in touch with us. That was the number we'd had at the house since we moved in. So I did a divvy up and I was calculating, you know, how much we're paying for internet on that one and what we're doing for that one. And I got the bill for a year, and this did not include our cable. This was just for phones, and nor did it include our mobiles. And it was like £1,150, something like that. We just didn't use it. So this phone, all three phone lines that were coming into the house, had a certain number of minutes included because you couldn't get out of it. And it was absolutely ridiculous. So I said to Mike, well, look, if we have to change a tariff so we've got more outgoing minutes, then we can do that. You know, our phones now, they're £20 a month, aren't they? So yeah. We've now got two phones for the pair of us, and that does everything. So when I say everything, obviously, it's all outbound calls. It's all the inbound calls. It's unlimited texts. It's got 100 gig of internet every month. What else were we using before? You could send a fax if you wanted to, but, you know, who does that anymore? And it costs £480. Whereas we had our mobile phones on top of the other 1,150. So we actually saved ourselves £1,000 a year by getting rid of the phones. But people look at us like, what do you mean you've not got a landline? What would I need a landline for? Well, somebody might want to call you. I don't like phone calls.
I've just posted to Simon and said, do you remember party lines? I've then realised that it makes it sound like a sex chat line.
There were such things as party lines.
I'm just
lines.
About to explain. If anyone doesn't know what a party line was, it was where you had two subscribers, usually next door to each other, so two adjacent houses, but there was basically one set of wires for both houses. My grandparents had it. Mm. So when you picked up the phone to make a call, you could actually hear a conversation going on. And then if there was no that was the conversation of the other house, if they were on the phone. And if they weren't on the phone, you had to press a button on your phone to basically take control of the wires.
The other type of party line about which he speaks is where it was like a group chat online.
Yeah.
They used to be late at night, but again, they were premium rate numbers. But it would be like, you know, ring this number and join the party. So I guess it was like, it was early Twitter, really, wasn't it?
Very expensively.
Do you know, you look back now and think, really? Oh, Mike, is that a breeze?
Little bit.
Oh, the curtain moved. I think... No, it's stopped now. Darn it. Oh, I can't wait for the thunder and lightning. Just get it all over with. Do you remember when they used to DAC, double the speed?
If anyone wants to know what party lines are, is
and they'd have the speed of the modem.
DAC, yeah, that's DAC is mentioned on that link I've just posted.
Crying out
Digital
loud.
Access Carrier System based on ISDN technology.
Thing was, later on, when the internet was firmly established, it turned out that somebody, some government. Not a government department, but some agency had gone to the government when Margaret Thatcher was in charge and said, so this was probably between, BT were deregulated in 1984. That wasn't if you see Sid tell him, that was a gas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was 1984, I remember it well. And whoever this body was, they went to her and said, you need to invest. You need to get out of this copper wire system. You need to invest because telecoms in the future will be, you know, the backbone of the country. And she had none of it. Which is why, you know, up to... I mean, most people are probably on broadband now, but, you know, we had friends still on dial-up like 4 years ago. The broadband was complete anathema to them. It's scary, isn't it? The countries that listened to that kind of advice, when you look at the fastest internet available in the world now, these companies are at the top of it. And sadly, we're not. I mean, I've seen the one that's in America. I know it's only in certain cities. I think down Texas way was one of them. I'm not sure if it was Dallas or Houston, but somewhere like that. Could well have been Houston. They'd got Google Fiber, which is one up and one down. Can you imagine that kind of up speed? But Google have never arrived here. Johnny had that fabulous thing because he lived in a flat where they put it in multiple occupancy locations. I always forget the name, but I know it was very fast because he mentioned it and I looked into it. And short of corralling the neighbours with a shotgun, there was no way it was happening. You'd need something like 20 households to club together for it. I mean, we'll get there in the end. But the upload speed in the UK, I mean, the download's pretty decent. You know, the download hits 950 to 1,000 every day. But the upload, I mean, it's a lot better than we've ever had before, but it's 52. Why isn't it 500? Seriously. Clearly the investment wasn't there from day one. Like, yeah, oh, God, thinking about all these phones. All the neighbours had come over to use the phone. I remember my gran getting a phone, early 80s, and she got it because granddad wasn't well. But she definitely didn't want a phone. She kept saying, you know, I'll never use it. And as though it was like, it'll take my soul. She was really anti having a phone. And yet she would walk round the corner to the phone box. Remember the phone on Lango Street? It was literally the next road.
Yeah.
She'd walk round. And then, you know, her legs were really bad, but she'd walk round to ring us and she'd be there with her putting her 10p in. And then she decided, you know, she was going to have to get this phone because he wasn't well. And there was something to do with you used to have to pay BT to fit a phone, and that was quite expensive. But because this was a medical thing, BT waived the fee on that So it was like, have one put in now, Gran. So she had this phone thing put in. She was never off it. She absolutely, it changed her life, didn't it?
Mm.
But she didn't want it. Once she got it, that opened up a whole new world. Apparently it's the upload you pay for. That'd be right. I know people are gaming and stuff. But, you know, the days of torrents, really. I would like more. We were on a business thing and you couldn't buy any more. So it's not even an option that you can pay for it. It's most unfortunate. I would definitely pay to have a faster upload. The only time it really makes a massive difference is when you're either broadcasting, live streaming, or you're uploading like videos to YouTube or a training course or product or whatever. And we were uploading probably about 2012. We were trying to upload something like maybe 200 meg, maybe 300 meg. Which, you know, it's not much, that, is it? It would take hours. It would literally take 4 hours. And the chances of it not dying in between trying to do it were slim to non-existent. It would always crash, and then you'd have to start again. At 50, I don't know, I think what speed that must have been. Probably 10 times slower. Maybe even more, maybe 100 times slower. But now, you know, you're trying to upload something like 2 gig, it's pretty quick. But I'd love to see what it would be like if you had the same upload speed as you had down. That would be amazing. I know they do that in Holland. I've got a friend in Holland and they've had one up, one down for a long, long time. I'd like to say, you know, it'll come. But given the UK, I'm just hoping it's in my lifetime. They've had an issue today. So Virgin's been down all day in London. So that's not gone down particularly well. But touch wood. Not too bad up here at the moment. That lovely breeze has gone. Totally gone. Disgusted now. It's not even come down in temperature, so it's still... I wish you could see the two of us sat here. Have you seen this T-shirt? I look like I've run a marathon.
Oh.
I haven't. You'll be glad to know. There she goes again. Oh. She wants to go for a walk and she thinks you've forgotten her.
Lola, I've not forgotten you.
No.
Daddy, you've forgotten me.
She can't go out in this heat.
That's what Maya used to say to me.
It's as simple as that.
Daddy,
can't go out.
You've forgotten me.
In this heat. But she thinks she can, bless her. And she can't. It's not right for her feet.
She's been played with, she's eaten.
Yeah, she's had treats.
She's tugged.
She's laid in front of the fan all day with her bits on show. Oh, she's had a fabulous day. But she thinks we've forgotten to take her for a walk, which we haven't. We'll get round to that, Lola, but I think it's going to be like this till about 11 o'clock tonight.
Mm.
So all that will happen is it'll just get a little bit darker. It won't necessarily get any cooler at all. It's still 31 here, which is not as hot as it has been today. Oh, I started to tell you about Bournemouth, didn't I? Yes. Idiots. Covidiots. Bournemouth is a beach resort on the south coast. And the weather, obviously, suits a lot of people. And they've headed off down there for the day. You should see the pictures. It's that bad that the town of Bournemouth, which is still closed. So, as the lady from the council pointed out, if you look at... Oh, that's not exactly the worst picture I've seen. Oh, then, yeah. I'll put a link in, and if you just scroll down, you'll see the kind of thing we're talking about. But because the town is closed, there's no car parks open, there's no hotels open, there's no entertainment open. So everybody has just decided that they'll go to the beach. It's that bad they've declared a major incident. So the police are swarming all over the place, trying to keep the peace. And the hospitals are on standby. In the meanwhile, the top chap, Chris Whitty, is warning the public over gatherings in hot weather. If we were still on lockdown, that wouldn't happen. But, you know, I thought he was Boris's buddy. He's made his remarks on social media.
I was going to tell a story.
Go ahead and tell your story.
It's about dogs.
Is he rude?
No, it's not rude. No, it's about dog food. Do you remember the other week I told you about that woman that lives on the corner that stopped me and said, does your dog like this particular brand of dog food.
Yeah.
Because my dog doesn't. She's gone off it. And I took the dog food. I'm giving it to Lola yet. I've left it with the rest of the dog food. Anyway, the other day, she stopped and I was in the back garden. Well, the side garden, playing with a dog. And she stopped and she said, "Excuse me, what food does your dog eat?" So I told her, I said, "Pedigree." "Oh, right, where'd you get that?" So I told her. And she said, "Oh, right." I said, "They sell it round the corner." So she said, "Right." So I saw her this morning and she said, "My dog's taken to that pedigree." "I'm glad I saw you." She said, "I've got a couple more tins of that stuff mine won't eat. Do you think your dog would eat it?" I said, "Yeah, throw it over the gate like you did last time."
Possibly without the bag of
poo. Without the poo bag, yeah.
Oh, at least she likes it. That's good. Do you know, I really should keep off the BBC, because the second I go to the BBC, I'm already overheating.
Yeah, just stay on that bra site that you've got open.
Yeah, the bra site will do, won't it?
Yeah.
Now, two Met police officers have been suspended after inappropriate photos were taken at the crime scene of a double murder. Pardon? On what planet? And to add insult to injury, I can't totally tell because the pictures aren't great, but one of the people is black. So then that'll kick it off with Black Lives Matter again. That's appalling. Absolutely appalling. On what planet would you do that? Commander Paul Brogdon said he was horrified by the allegations. When you think of all the money it would take to get two police officers trained up, and then they do something like that. And is it a crime? Because if it's not, you know, they get dismissed, but they wouldn't be put away, would they? Throw away the key, I say. Throw away the key. Hello, Tracy. Oh, something for Jonathan. My cup runneth over. Now there's a title for the show. Jonathan now is a much more rounded man of the world, let's say. He knows a whole lot more than he did before. Plastic Surgery Centre. Crying out loud. I watched a true crime thing. That was frightening. It was a doctor. He was an ear, nose and throat specialist and he set up a clinic in Nashville. And it was something to do with Nashville having a lot of cases of bad throats. And he'd made millions. And He'd done it by fraud, by telling people he'd operated when he hadn't. He legged it, leaving everybody else behind to pick up the pieces. It was absolutely terrifying. But he'd got what looked like that, you know, an amazing website with all the stuff, only in his case it was ear, nose and throat. Good grief, if you don't need anything doing medically, just don't go there. Buy a bigger jumper. Everything's fine. Rounded quite, Tracy. Oh my word. Oh, Kim, have you still got protests? Ours have stopped protesting because the weather's good. The weather is good so little in the UK, all protests stop. They all go to Bournemouth and play on the beach. Apart from Brixton last night, where it kicked off big style, didn't it? That was an illegal rave in Brixton. Police moved in to ask them to move along, and 22 police officers are now ill. Injured in the line of duty. Couldn't make it up, is all I can say. Could not make it up. Just goes from bad to worse. So who else is excited about tomorrow night's agenda? Jonathan's delirious. This means Jonathan's going to stay awake.
Jonathan's not here.
No, Jonathan's gone to talk to his parents.
Oh, has he? Did he say that?
I don't think he did, but I'm assuming that's where he is. We'll soon find out, won't we? We'll start talking about him. If he comes back, he can listen. Otherwise, there you go. He's there. He's there. Oh, you've not nodded off then, Jonathan.
He's been busy reading bra pages.
Yes, he is now fully cognizant of everything he needs to know.
Oh. Oh, he's dealing with a work issue.
Now, well, actually, get rid of that tonight, Jonathan, because you wouldn't want that tomorrow, would you? Because if you don't turn up because of a work issue, you have to forfeit your points. Even if you're wide awake. Not on. Bras on his mind. Yes, I'm definitely, I think I'm going to go for My Cup Runneth Over. Yep, that's the title of the show. There you go. I will process the show straight away. Because if I don't, I'll be five behind by Monday. And at the moment, I'm bang up to date, which is a miracle. There you go.
I knew that, Johnny.
You replacing one line of code was as bad as adding one.
Been there, done that.
Oh, don't touch your code. If it's not broken, leave it be. Where's Stuart when we need... Oh, we need to tell Stuart. Stuart's at probably at... Is it Macclesfield tonight? Yeah. There's a Catania meeting, so Stuart's probably there. Stuart's had a bit of a busy week because, as you know, Ellen's in a wheelchair. Ellen's stair lift got stuck halfway up. So they've needed an engineer all week. So Stuart's been a little bit on the busy side this week. But Mike reports to me that it's all sorted now.
Yeah.
It was just a loose wire. Do you remember when my network cable went and Mayer got the blame and it wasn't his fault? He hadn't touched it. It was trapped in the door, but it looked like it had been chewed. And as soon as anybody saw the picture, he said, "Oh, it may have been at that." Mayer's got more sense than to eat cable. And so is Lola, thankfully enough, although she's very grumpy today. But she's grumpy because she's not out. That's the problem.
Grumpy, grumpy Lola. Grumpy, grumpy Lola.
Don't be mean.
Grumpy, grumpy Lola.
You won't be saying that when she's out and dragging you all over the place.
No.
No. No, you won't. You absolutely won't. So this is what I need to do for tomorrow, is it? Oh, happy birthday, Kiva! Oh, she got a cake. A couple of years older than Lola. Oh, we definitely need... Hang on, hang on. Brooklands, Brooklands, hang on.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Kiva. Oh, we just need the... You know what I don't have on my stingers?
What?
Chicken squeaking. Mm. I need chicken squeaking on my stingers. She get a treat tonight. Fabulous, fabulous.
Do you think dogs know it's their birthday?
They do when the cake appears and there's candles on the top. Whether you like them or not. I still don't know how we did that. Because I remember blowing them out.
We blew them out on the other one.
No, you blew them out on that cake, yeah. And I blew them out on the ice cream one. They were definitely lit. And I wouldn't have lit them when you were on the floor with her. That was weird. That was just spooky. She woke up when you played the song. I'm not sure if this is a good thing, Kim. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Oh dear, oh dear. Have a fabulous, fabulous day. You've got to celebrate. You do. It's good when we look back on Mayer's birthdays because we always had a cake with a number on it. So you know instantly when you look at it, you know which year it was. For his 10th birthday, I have no idea where Mum got that from. She actually got one that lit up. It had a battery in it. And you actually typed the number in with like a keypad and it actually lit up and did the whole happy birthday thing. It was flashing. It was like a red digital thing and it was flashing 10. It's fantastic. I think I saw the ones from his 8th birthday not long ago. But every year there was a number on the cake. She's exhausted. And you've got to get her out while it's cool, though. Which was Mike's plan. But it's been like this all day, hasn't it?
Mm.
So what time did she head out this morning?
6:30. It was too hot then.
Oh, tell me about it. I felt queasy. Had you come back when you found me?
Yeah.
I was in a bad way. I had, before I went to bed, I thought, I know I'm going to be far too hot tonight. So I'm going to drink lots of water. And I must have had about 1.5 litres. Headed off to bed. Still far too hot. So it was literally about 3 hours later. I wake up. Oh, I feel ill. So I didn't know if you were here or if you were in the studio, if you'd taken Lola out. So went to the toilet, came in the office looking for water. There was none to be had because you'd obviously taken the bag downstairs.
I had.
So luckily, Mike headed back in.
There was some down here.
I couldn't.
It was probably warm, but it was water.
So I didn't have any water at all. So I headed back to bed and just lay there sort of moaning quietly to myself. Oh, it was that. I felt ill. It was that hot. At which point I heard Mike. So Mike toddles up the stairs. So I said, have you got any water? So I did get some cool water and I did actually then manage to get a bit of sleep. But it was evil. It was absolutely evil. But he did bring the fan in for me. So we have one industrial fan in the bedroom and the other in the office. But obviously we can't put that on while we're on air. This is not boding well for tomorrow night unless the weather breaks. So fingers crossed, everybody. So Kim always feels ill when she's too hot. I must admit, I get hot, but this time I actually felt like I might pass out. It was that bad. It's just too muggy warm again. You're back to the fact. It is oppressive, not a breeze to be had. So it's just horrible. Words cannot describe how hot it is. Hotter here at 8 p.m. than in the middle of the afternoon. Could well be, I must admit. In the afternoon, I've got the fans on. So I have a fan on the table in front of me, probably about 10 inches. And then on the floor, I've got this 24-inch thing. So I can just about cope. Obviously, when you go to bed, it's like, do I leave the fan on or not leave the fan on? The fan's going to have to be on tonight. Seriously. Because I think even if this breaks, they're still saying it's sun shining and it's going to be sun shining till 9:30 tonight. And even then, and this is coming off the Echo, it's saying no rain yet. They said thunder and lightning by 7 o'clock today. They lied yet again. Oh. You know, I deliberately... People say, like, you know, I want to go somewhere warm for the holidays or whatever. And I'm like, no, Aberdeen or Iceland or somewhere nice and cool. People are still going out in it. People have been working in their gardens today. Why? All that'll happen is you'll get burnt and then you'll feel even worse. So all I've been sitting here doing has been trying to have ice. But as the ice goes in the water, it just literally melts. We've got a 2-litre bottle of water straight out of the freezer. And within 10 minutes, it's hot. It's just hot water. Might need some ice cream. Does most of your weather come off the Atlantic? Yeah, pretty much it comes in from you. What you get, we probably get about 3 or 4 days later. Unless there is a huge change in wind direction. So we always seem like if it's incredibly cold in New York, if you've got like a snowstorm, we'll probably get that 3 days later. That's usually how it works. Oh, thunderstorm. Could you send that our way, Tracy? That would be good. Just really to clear the air a bit. I don't mind if it's warm, if you can breathe. But the way it is at the moment, no, you can't breathe. Well, I won't tell you it's bad, but there's not a living soul walking out there. So you remember the first 3 weeks of lockdown? Not a soul. And then all the idiots came
There's
out.
There's not a soul out there. Yeah. I want to hear
People are driving somewhere, but they're not actually walking. So it's too hot to be out to walk. So we'll just have to keep fingers crossed that the humidity just dissipates slightly. If that would go, I'd be fine. Because I just never liked hot weather, I must admit. Never, ever, ever liked hot weather. But when we went to Brighton and it said the weather's going to be hot, I thought, oh no. But there was a beautiful breeze. It was lovely. Even though it was in the 30s, it was lovely. You had to put a hat on, obviously, and long sleeves, but you could breathe. Not up here. Not up here. It's evil. Absolutely evil. Well, I hope that you are all as excited as Jonathan is about tomorrow night. We need to make sure everything's working, don't we? Seeing as though when we actually came to do it for real, it wasn't. But it will be by tomorrow because we will beat it into submission, as we always do. So we'll be back tomorrow for Two Show Friday. Excitement, Two Show Friday. So Anthony just thought he was going to get up to 30 on Tuesday and then realised It was the date. Mine at the moment, it said much less. I think it was Saturday. Yeah, now it's saying Friday. Friday was supposed to be 19 degrees. So this was like a day ago. And now they're saying Friday will be 27. Now they're saying Saturday will be 18. By Friday night, they'll be saying that Saturday is 304. It's just hideous. But what is interesting on the weather forecast is there's not one bit of sunshine. It is all hot, humid, cloud and rain. So fingers crossed for that, I say. I'll have a look across the night time. No thunderstorms tonight for here. And let's have a look. A 50% chance of rain by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So there's only a 50% chance it's going to cool down at all. But they do think a thunderstorm tomorrow at 6:30. Yeah, let's see. Because what they said yesterday was it'd be cool by this time today, and it's not. So I want my money back. That's where we're at. Yes, it's the end of June. In my head, still February, just saying. But we'll head off. Shall we raid the freezer for some ice cream?
Well, we could do.
I think that would be a jolly good idea. I think Lola would appreciate
something
that.
Something to eat.
We'll get something to eat. But we will be back with you tomorrow on Two Show Friday. So same time, same place tomorrow, followed by After Hours. But for now, it's good night from me.
Hey, it's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.